have any idea whether Casey's going to play tomorrow night? You'd think he'd have to have a couple of games if he is going to play finals.
Yeah, you'd think so, but look, we're not privy to his fitness level or what he's been doing in the last month. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting decision for him. But we're ready for Felix or Casey, so it doesn't really concern us.
Championship player sitting on the sideline, probably ready to go.
It's a tough one for him. So it finds out what they want to do. They back their player in or back their team in. So it's interesting.
How does it impact your week when you've got two blokes and two different styles of play to prepare for, not knowing which one is going to be out there?
Obviously, we know Casey fairly well, and Felix played against us for the first time last game that we played Melbourne. So, look, we're familiar with them. They're similar how they play. But we haven't really locked in focus on one person. It's more what Melbourne United do.
Most sports have to name a team well and truly in advance. So when you prepare, you're going to find out at some point tomorrow. Is that a good system?
Oh, it is what it is. It's not. Look, those things are outside our control. We're more concerned about playing Perth Wildcats before four quarters. So they can bring whoever they want to bring into their team or their lineup, but it certainly doesn't affect us.
You still got an outside chance of second if things go your way. And they can't have to play them in the semi-finals or the finals.
Yeah, the good part is that all the finals teams, I think we've won the split so far, or we're up on Melbourne anyway so far, but it's good to have that confidence in the build into the group. And, you know, we want to go into the finals with good momentum, playing good brand of basketball, and we've been hitting it for two quarters so far, but we've got to play some four quarters. If you're going to win a championship, you've got to play four quarters, and that's a really good challenge for us right now. We've identified it, we've worked on it at practice, and now the next phase is putting it into games.
What about Sunday? Have you thought about Sunday, and if Adelaide do win, do you rest players, or because of the week and a half break, you don't need to rest?
Yeah, I think we'll go through all that Sunday morning when we get back from Melbourne, just to find out what the playing field is, and we'll go through every situation. And of course, there's a week break before the finals that the players get a week off, so that's a consideration too. And we've got a couple of players into the Boomers lineup and one in New Zealand, so all those factors will take into effect before Sunday's game.
Jesse Wags asked one of them, and we haven't actually seen him here yet. Is he travelling?
No, Jesse's will miss tomorrow night. He's got his Achilles is playing up a little bit, and we don't think playing two games is going to help that. So hopefully we'll do a physical with him on Sunday morning to see if he's healthy to play the last game.
Was his Boomers selection, did that come into your thoughts, knowing that he's not going to get a break before finals?
Yeah, I think it's 14 days or something before he gets a break, so that's not a good thing. For us, being selfish, but we've got to take Jesse's health in order, and we don't think he can do two games this weekend.
How long's it been grumbling for, the Achilles?
That's something for the medical staff. It's monitoring. This late in the season, you've got niggles. If people are going through fit and healthy at this stage, I'm surprised. It's the wear and tear, and we just got to make sure we manage it well and make sure he's jumping out of his skin for the playoffs.
Nick too, like you're starting five, how does that change? What are you looking at?
I don't know, yeah.
Tell me, are
you? Maybe we might put someone else in the starting lineup too to start off, but Jesse's been in great form, and hopefully he'll play on Sunday.
You have been mixing that starting five around. Are you keen to see some different looks at it again before the finals, or do you need to settle it a bit?
Yeah, I've been disappointed with the starting group the last couple of games. We've been starting behind, and I don't think we've had a good start with that group. The Adelaide game at home, we came out really well. So, you know, it's up to the starting group to come out of the blocks and put the tempo on the floor, and then it's the bench to continue that. And we've been chasing the last couple of weeks, and we've got to stop doing that. Yeah, I should have played Greg more minutes last week. I really got caught up in the game, and Clint's been playing really well this last month. Just he's connected with his teammates, he's been active, he's shooting the ball well. So, both of their minutes will certainly go up.
Have you changed your game plan or your offence to suit Clint a little bit more? He just does seem to be more energetic and getting himself free.
Yeah, it was a little bit, he was concerned of making mistakes, and it was just like play. You know, you're a shooter, you got to let it shoot. You got to let it fly. So, you certainly know when a guy's turned the corner, he's turned the corner, and hopefully that'll be good things coming in the last two games.
Trev coming off last week, what was the mood like amongst the group falling off that loss?
Yeah, disappointed. We let an opportunity slip. You know, they shot the ball exceptionally well, but we also let them shoot uncontested shots. So we had to knuckle down on our defence this week. And again, we got some good shooters playing on Friday night. So like I said, we've identified it, we've watched it, we've practiced. Now the next phase is putting it into the game on Friday night.
I think your skipper was on radio saying today that Derek Cook got engaged on Valentine's Day. Is that a bit of humour?
Yeah, well, you've got to take that a pinch of salt anyway. So it's news to me if he did, but he might be he's trying to stay in Australia. Yeah. Good. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Have a good one.